top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Thursday, November 26, 2020. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Margaret MP Lennox Linton says it is unnecessary to dislocate the people of Wesley and Margaret by purchasing more of their land, as this could have a devastating environmental and economic impact on the people. France will begin easing its COVID-19 lockdown this weekend, so shops, theaters, cinemas will reopen and people will be able to spend the holidays with their family, says President Emmanuel Macron. And UK Chancellor Rishi Sunak has announced a public sector pay freeze excepting NHS workers and a cut to foreign aid spending to cushion the blow of the coronavirus pandemic. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Digicel. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
Only on Q95, the big station.
This Christmas, Shake to Win just got bigger. Now, when you purchase a Digicel Prime bundle and Shake to Win, you can choose your prize and share with someone you love. So, shake more and share more. Share more daily prizes and enjoy guaranteed shakes every Saturday. Plus, share a grand prize of $10,000 cash. Shake more and share more. Activate a Digicel Prime bundle in the My Digicel app and shake to win this Christmas. This Christmas, get a world of new digital experiences with Digicel Prime Bundles, now packed with even more data, so you can play more Christmas carols on D Music, stream more live sports on Sportsmax, watch more holiday classics on Playgo, and connect with more video chats on BIP. Enjoy without using any of your data. Buy the 7-day Prime Bundle with 56 gigabytes of data for all your Prime digital experiences and more. Buy or gift to someone you love. Only $32. Activate with the My Digicel app today. Digicel, better together this Christmas.
And welcome back. Singolola Bloomquist Williams says using a will makes life easier for successors, and if a will is not used, an intestacy is implemented. She was speaking on the Committee of Concerned Lawyers radio program on Tuesday night.
Many of us want to make lives a little bit easier for our successors, the people who come after us. We want to provide a foundation. And how we can secure that is to ensure that what we want to happen to our wealth after our death is actually activated. You can do it. There's something called a will. So you can leave your property by a will in which you tell people what you want to happen to your wealth. If you leave no will, then it's called an intestacy, and the law kicks in. A will is a statement. It doesn't have to have a formal setting. It is a statement of a person's intention as to how he or she wants their property to be distributed when they die. You can make a will and leave your property to anybody that you want. In certain jurisdictions, there are restrictions. For instance, in Sweden, you cannot make a will and leave your family out. It would be voided, and they would implement the law as if there was an intestacy. In Dominica, you have that right to bequeath to whoever you want your property.
And that was a Singola Bloomquist Williams. And the devastating environmental and economic impact on the people of Margaret and Wesley due to the construction of an international airport is absolutely unnecessary, says United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton. Mr. Linton says the state had already purchased and owns over 1,000 acres of land for the sole purpose of constructing an international airport. He says this took place since 1999, along with a credible backing from feasible studies done by certified British and other experts. Therefore, the present dislocation of the Margaret and Wesley people through further lands being acquired is highly unnecessary, says Linton.
The devastating environmental, economic, and social impact on the village of Wesley is absolutely unnecessary, because since 1998, the state purchased and therefore owns over 1,000 acres of land at the back of Wesley, on which there is an international airport site described by independent British engineering consultants back in 2001 as the most feasible site for such a new airport.
And that was the leader of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton, and former Roseau South Constituency Parliamentary Representative Joshua Francis makes it known that he is still a member of the United Workers Party and that there will be a better Dominica once the DLP is out of power. Francis, who is the former deputy leader of the United Workers Party, announced his retirement from the political arena soon after the 2019 elections and still plays a very active role in ensuring social change is met through his works on the ground.
I have made a public announcement that I will take a break from the political arena for restorative purposes. As you know, I suffered in many different ways. I have no regrets. I entered the political arena with a sincere and genuine spirit to assist Dominicans. That has not left me. I continue to want a better Dominica. I continue to feel for the poor. I continue to feel for the marginalized, and I continue to believe that Dominica is not in the best place. I continue to believe that the Dominican Liberal Party government is not the best for Dominica. If anything, history will judge the Dominican Liberal Party government as a hopeless government. I hope that it will not be too late by the time the Dominican Liberal Party leaves our office, because a number of damages are being committed by this Dominica Labour Party government.
Francis emphasized that the fundamentals of a Dominica's democracy was tarnished during the 2019 elections, and the amount of money spent in that election is testament to that.
You will know that in more advanced democracies that a political party has to account for the amount of campaign funds that it has, and in more advanced or the most advanced democracies, not only they must account for monies that they have, they must account for the source of monies that they have. In Dominica, we continue to be in campaign finance political darkness, in that political parties can raise monies and nobody dare ask them where that money came from, and they can have as much as they want. And that is one of the things that happened in Dominica over the past few elections. The Dominican Labour Party government has been able to generate millions of dollars for campaigning.
Francis says there still remains dishonest workings within the present administration that he is witness to.
I don't need a court of law to tell me what is dishonesty. And though a number of election petitions of the United Workers Party were thrown out in an interlocutory application by the lawyers representing the Dominican Labour Party, I know for sure that I did see irregularities and I did witness dishonesties on polling day. And we continue to have a number of dishonest people in government. We do not have saints in government. We do have dishonest people. There are still questions about the lack of transparency and accountability in certain facets of the CBI program scheme. As I said, that is an issue that will be explored sometime in the future.
And that was a former parliamentary representative for the Roseau South constituency, Joshua Francis. And we often don't have enough time to be thankful for the many blessings in our lives as we have grown to be a nation of a self-entitled person. These sentiments come from Pastor Randy Rodney, president of the Dominica Association of Evangelical Churches. Pastor Rodney highlighted our natural tendencies to focus on things that bring us a pleasure and comfort and take the simple process of giving thanks for granted.
Very often, my brothers and sisters, we don't spare enough time to be thankful for the things and the people and even the circumstances that we encounter that are around us. We have grown to be a nation and a people, a generation of people who seem to only focus ourselves on the things that bring comfort, the things that pleases us. And really, we don't even take time to recognize the instrument by which we get it, or the hands that provided it, or the people who send it to us. just last evening in a conversation with one of my very good friends, we were talking about how this generation of parents, and me included, we have raised our children with such a sense of entitlement that they very seldom are gracious. They are not thankful for that which they have received.
We complain more than we give thanks. We criticize more than we applaud, says Rodney, as he encourages a person to give the Creator a bit more appreciation.
We complain more than we give thanks. We criticize more than we applaud. And we keep doing that, hoping that somehow we will be the better for it. The deficiency in us giving thanks to God is that we do not take time to recognize the good things. Oh, we are very quick to harp on the bad things. We are very quick to tell down somebody who has done something wrong. But we do not take time off to recognize the good things.
And that was a Pastor Randy Rodney, president of the Dominic Association of Evangelical Churches. And United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton describes the DLP government's current land acquisitions for the construction of the proposed international airport as recklessly wasteful and unconsciously abusive. Promises for the proposed international airport started as far back as the DFP administration as has not been able to make progress since then, except for the United Workers Party administration, which carried out a complete studies and the studies that actually purchased the necessary lands for the Wesley Marigot area in 1998 for that said purpose.
To spend $300 million now on the unjustified acquisition of property for an international airport in a highly questionable location with severe implications for the future of the village of Wesley is reckless, wasteful, insensitive to the long-term economic security of the people, and unconscionably abusive of the public interest. The developer, unnamed in the Prime Minister's 2020 Independence Day airport statement, can only be Montreal Management Company of Lebanese Anthony Hayden, with whom the Prime Minister shares private control of billions of dollars belonging to the people from the sale of their passports under the CBI housing option, being held illegally with no accountability outside of Dominica's consolidated fund. So what exactly is the financing plan for the international airport?
And that was the leader of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton. And a prominent farmer and United Workers Party member, Glenroy Soso Coffey, wants the DLP government to incentivize the farmers across Dominica and establish a performance-based reward program for them. Coffey says he does not blame project manager for the Dominica Emergency Agricultural Livelihoods Program, Kevin Stevenson, for the lack of progress in the farming community and in the agricultural sector in general.
And recently, finally, I went on the northeast. I saw some farms, banana farms, with sleeves on it, but they are all burned down with black sugar toker. Matt, there's a lack of management. There's a lack of spraying, timely spraying. And I'm not saying you can get everything done in spraying. The cultural practices have to be improved as well. But Mr. Stevenson himself is not really a failure, to say, of the program. But the circumstances around him to let the program be more successful. He knows that extension officers are faced with challenges. Maybe that's not his fault. But we must get back the idea of incentivizing the extension service so people can work and put their best out, so that we get the optimal out of them. And that's all we have to go. That excuse about I keep fertilizer. Even fertilizer cannot solve your problem. You cannot solve your problems. You have to train the farmer. You have to go on the farm, hands-on training, and let him understand the processes, like placement fertilizers. We know all of that. These things are not new. It's just that the practicality of it. We have to get down on the ground to get the farmer rooted into those practices.
And that was a prominent farmer and United Workers Party member, Glenroy Soso Coffey. And there is no doubt that the COVID-19 pandemic has been a catalyst for change, both in our personal lives as well as our business operations, says Susan Piper, National Bank of Dominica. Her statements came at the Ministry of Health COVID-19 press briefing on Wednesday evening. Ms. Piper gave an overview of the bank's strategy in adjusting to the pandemic and says the safety of its customers is a critical component of that.
There is no doubt that COVID-19 pandemic has been a catalyst for change both in our personal lives and the business operations. And at NBD, our response really is aimed at maintaining the health and safety of individuals, our employees, our customers, the families, their loved ones, and the public at large. And it is also to maintain continued service to our customers. We consider ourselves as a financial institution an essential service. So we want to ensure that whatever happens in a crisis, that we can continue to serve our customers. We had to move very quickly on the onset of COVID-19 to respond to this crisis. And part of what helped us is we already had a defined business continuity plan. And of course, it wasn't for a pandemic, but much of the activities within the business continuity plan helped us.
And that was Susan Piper of National Bank of Dominica. Meantime, PRO of the Stock Farm Bus Drivers Association, Lennox Dover, highlighted some of the new mandatory protocols moving forward to ensure the safety of themselves and their passengers.
As the public relations officer of the Stock Farm Bus Drivers Association, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the members of the association for doing a great job thus far, and our clients and customers for their unwavering support in helping to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. Thank you so much for your cooperation. To the other bus drivers around the island, I would encourage you to ensure that you observe and enforce the safety protocols. Wear your mask, sanitize the hand of all passengers before they enter the bus, and ensure that they wear the face mask before entering the bus and throughout the journey. Because when you protect me, I protect you, and we all protect each other. Let us fight COVID-19 together. I thank you. And in addition to those in authority listening, since we were chosen, it means that we have been doing a very good job, and I would make an appeal and request that we get a standpipe by our bus stop, which is the Stock Farm bus stop next to Malcolm Stephen in Pottersville.
And that was a PR of the Stock Farm Bus Drivers Association, Lennox Dover. And in other news, France will begin easing its COVID-19 lockdown this weekend, so shops, theaters, cinemas will reopen, and people will be able to spend the holidays with their family, says President Emmanuel Macron on Tuesday. In a televised address to the nation, Macron says the worst of the worst of the second wave of the pandemic in France was over, but that restaurants, cafes, and bars would have to stay shut until January. France aims to lift the nationwide lockdown on December 15th, but Macron says that the 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. curfew would remain in place. Cinemas and theaters will also be allowed to reopen. The curfew will be relaxed on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, and French people will be able to travel between regions and without a permit so they can spend Christmas with their families. French people should, however, avoid pointless travel, he says, calling on them to respect social distancing measures throughout the festive period. If the COVID-19 situation continues to improve, bars, cafes, and restaurants will be allowed to reopen from January 20th. Universities will be allowed to resume in-person teaching and gyms can reopen. Macron also says he would start a vaccination campaign at the end of December or beginning of January, starting with the most vulnerable and older people, adding that the vaccination would not be mandatory. Also in other news, UK Chancellor Rishi Sunak has announced a public sector pay freeze excepting NHS workers, and a cut to foreign aid spending to cushion the blow of the coronavirus pandemic. The OBR, the Office for Budget Responsibility, has forecasted 11.3% contraction in the UK economy so far, and the latest fallout output for more than 300 years. UK's borrowing forecast to reach $394 billion this year, that's equivalent to 19% of the GDP.
The OBR forecasts the economy will contract this year by 11.3%, the largest fall in output for more than 300 years. As the restrictions are eased, they expect the economy to start recovering, growing by 5.5% next year, 6.6% in 2022, then 2.3%, 1.7%, and 1.8% in the following years. Even with growth returning, our economic output is not expected to return to pre-crisis levels until the fourth quarter of 2022. and the economic damage is likely to be lasting. Long-term scarring means in 2025, the economy will be around 3% smaller than expected in the March budget. Mr. Speaker, the economic impact of coronavirus and the action we've taken in response means that there has been a significant but necessary increase in our borrowing and debt. The UK is forecast to borrow a total of £394 billion this year, equivalent to 19% of GDP. The highest recorded level of borrowing in our peacetime history.
And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. Margaret MP Lennox Linton says it is unnecessary to dislocate the people of Wesley and Margaret by purchasing more of their land, as this could have a devastating environmental and economic impact on the people. France will begin easing its COVID-19 lockdown this weekend, so shops, theatres and cinemas will reopen and the people will be able to spend the holidays with their family, says President Emmanuel Macron on Tuesday. UK Chancellor Rishi Sunak has announced a public sector pay freeze excepting NHS workers and a cut to foreign aid spending to cushion the blow of the coronavirus pandemic. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Digicel Albania presenter Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.